In today's Mishnah, we're on the first and second Mishnah from the 8th Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin. And with the 8th Perek, we'll begin learning about the Ben Sorer or Morer. He is one of the individuals who receives the punishment of Skila, and loosely translated as being the wayward son. Exactly what qualifies one as being a Ben Sorer, I won't give it all away, because we're going to be learning about it and we're going to be delving the picture as we go through this Perek. However, in a nutshell, it seems to be that this individual is one who's called Al Shem Sofo, that he's executed because of the trajectory he's going on, which is a very interesting case. I think we've done Mishnah Yomah articles on it in the past in terms of the thought around that. I'll leave that for your own further study. But let's just learn the technical details of the Mishnah now. Mishnah says, Ben Sorer Umorer, this wayward son, Me Matana Ser Ben Sorer Morer. At what age we're talking about, would he qualify as being this Ben Sorer Umorer? Says, Mishiyavish De Sarot. Once it begins his maturity and two hairs develop, Vanchi Akif HaZakan HaTachton, until the lower beard is completely surrounded. So we say HaTachton V'lo HaElyon, we're talking to the lower beard, sorry, and not the upper beard, not the facial hair. But why then did the Mishnah refer to saying Zakan HaTachton, the lower beard? Because we find the language of the Mishnah is that of Shibrachuk L'Bashonikyat. The Chachamim generally speak with a clean language. So if it's not already clear, we're referring to that as the child matures and develops some hairs in that lower region. But it's only from the beginning, from two hairs until it's fully covered. So the Gemara said that takes about 3 months. And whichever comes first is when he wouldn't longer be qualified as Ben Sorer or Morer. So Shenei Mara says, Kiel Ish Ben, when a man has a son. So Ben, Mishnah learns from that it's Ben Velo Labad, it only applies to a boy and not a girl. Ben Velo Ish, also a boy, but not a mature, already fully a man. That brings us to the point of saying once he matures to the extent that he's Zakana Tachton, the full beard is fully developed, that he's Patur. However, what about a Katan? A Katan's also Patur. Shelo Balichlal Mitzvot. If we're dealing with the child before the two hairs develop, meaning before the age of 13, then we say that he hasn't yet come to a chiyuv of obligation of Mitzvot and he cannot be punished. The Bartanur points out that this is learned from the Pasuk, as we said, Ki Le'ish Ben. So the understanding is, what is for an Ish a Ben, or Le'ish Ben? That's Ben Asamuch Le'Gvurato Shel'Ish. A Ben who's getting close to the Mat, if you like, or close to maturity of being called an Ish. So in other words, between these two periods, he's still defined as a Ben, or within this window. Let's learn Mishnah Bet. Ma'ei Matai Chayav. What does this Ben Soreh or Moreh, sorry, have to do to be Chayav Skila? Is it just him simply not listening? So Mishnah says, no. Meshiochal Tartimar Basar. He has this quantity of meat. So a Tartimar is 50 dinar, 50 dinar. Vishte Chatzi Log Yain Ha'italki. He drinks half lug of Italian wine, which is a nice wine and is likely to become addictive. And also the Gemara says that the meat also has to be what's called mevushal ve'inu mevushal, so partially cooked, you'd probably call it rare, to the level that ganavim, thieves, if they're on the run and they're going to have a quick bite, that's a level they'd cook it to. Simply, the wine is not fully diluted. In other words, the idea is it's got to be eaten in this, if you like, gluttonous manner. And importantly as well, it has to be in the context as well that it would be likely to become addictive, as we'll see. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mane basar velogia, and so he doubles the volumes or the quantities that he has to eat. Let's continue. Achal b'chavrot mitzvah, if he ate at a siyum, at a surah, at mitzvah, at a chatuna, or a brit milah, or achal b'ibur chodesh, when they were ma'abra the chodesh, when they said the month, this previous month is 30 days, and then the next day will be Rosh Chodesh, they would have a surah. Now they didn't meet at that surah. Nonetheless, if he ate in any of these two contexts, in the context of a mitzvah or b'ibur chodesh, that special su'uda, they would not be concerned that it would become addictive to him. Achal maaser she'eini b'Yerushalayim, if he used maaser she'eini money and purchased basar and yain and consumed it there, then or similarly it wouldn't apply to him. He wouldn't become defined as a ben sorer or morer. Achal nevelot, trefot, shkatzi v'ramasim, if he ate meat that was non-kosher meat. So from an animal that wasn't shechted, or an animal that was shechted but had some sort of siman trefa, some anatomical problem that meant this animal wouldn't have survived, it was unwell. Or creeper crawlies, other things are mentioned in the Mishnah, I have in different versions of the Mishnah, I have it differently, but the Katiz has these next things in brackets. For example, tevel, matzah rishon, shenlogat trumotah, matzah sheni, vektish, shelo nifto. However, Katiz says, don't worry, quoting the Tosfos Yom Tov, that doesn't seem to be relevant to this discussion of basar and yayin. Let's continue. Achal devar shehu mitzvah. Let's say he ate something that it itself is a mitzvah, even mitzvah to Rabbanan. For example, this is food that was for Tanchumei Avalim, to comfort the mourners, or Davarshu Aveira, or he ate something that was Asur to eat. as we would explain, nevelot treifa, but even something was asur derabanan. For example, he ate during a fast day. Achal kol ma'achal velo achal basar, shata kol mashke velo shata yain. We've got this wayward son, this rebellious son, and he's eating all he likes. It is gluttonous all over the place, but he doesn't have meat, he doesn't have wine. He's still not defined as a ben sorer or moreh. Now, why is this important that he has to have meat and wine and all these things? That has to be something that he'll get dragged along with. So, how do we know that? The Torah tells that he's a zolel vesover, which sounds like sort of gluttonous or drunkenness type of behavior. The Rambam explains to someone who's like eating in a ravenous manner, meat and drinking wine in such a fashion as well. Just one point before we continue the Mishnah. What about things that he ate by Isur? Why is that any different? That's because the when it says the parents bring him to Beit Din, it says, Beinu zeh sorer or moreh, eineinu shomea bekolein, doesn't listen to our voice specifically, as opposed to if he was eating, say, non-kosher meat, then he's not listening to Hashem's voice as well. Or not voice, but Hashem's command. So in other words, how do we know that zolel v'sorver refers to meat and wine? The Mishnah now continues, v'afal pisha in ra'el adavar, that's true, there is no proof that it exclusively refers to that. Nonetheless, it's got a zecher ladavar. We find another pasuk Mishle, that seems to suggest that sover and zolel refer to wine and meat respectively. As it says, al tihi sov'ayin, don't be like those drunken ones of wine. So that's sover and zolele basar lamor, and those that are gluttonous after meat. So we see again, zolel refers to meat. Now it's only a raya, it's not a strong proof, because it doesn't necessarily mean that a zolel is exclusively meat, unless the Mishnah points to this as being a zecher ladavar, that it's only specifically meat and wine. All we've talked about is his age and what he's consumed. As we continue over this Mishnah, we'll actually learn more, try and build a more rigid definition of exactly what is a ben sorer moreh. That was the Mishnah today.